Anamatad Etad Amalam Durapam Aha Narayano Narasaka Kila Naradaya Ekantinam Bhagavatas Tarakin Chananam Padardavinda Raja Sa Pluta Dehinam Sya. Synonyms. Gyanam, knowledge. Tat, that. Etad, this. Amalam, without material contamination. Duravapam, very difficult to understand. Without the mercy of a devotee. Aha, explain. Narayana, Lord Narayana, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Narasaka, the friend of all living entities, especially human beings. Kila, certainly. Naradaya, unto the great sage Narada. Ekantinam, of those who have surrendered exclusively to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhagavatak, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Tad, that. Knowledge. Akinchananam, those who do not claim any material possessions. But Aravinda, of the lotus feet of the Lord. Rajasa, by the dust. Apluta, bathed. Dehinam, whose body? Syat, is possible. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Sri Simadesi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Narayana, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the well-wisher and friend of all living entities, formally explained this transcendental knowledge to the great saint Narada. Such knowledge is extremely difficult to understand without the mercy of a saintly person like Narada. But everyone who has taken shelter of Narada's disciplic succession can understand this confidential knowledge. Purport. It is stated here that this confidential knowledge is extremely difficult to understand, yet it is very easy to understand if one takes shelter of a pure devotee. This confidential knowledge is also mentioned at the end of Bhagavad Gita, where the Lord says, Sarva dharman parityagya mamekam sharanam vraja. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender to me. This knowledge is an extremely confidential secret, but it can be understood if one approaches the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the bona fide agent, the spiritual master in the disciplic succession. From Narada, Prahlad Maharaj wanted to impress upon the sons of the demons that although such knowledge can be understood only by a saintly person like Narada, they should not be disappointed. For if one takes shelter of Narada instead of material teachers, this knowledge is possible to understand. Understanding does not depend upon high parentage. The living entity is certainly pure on the spiritual platform. Therefore, anyone who attains this spiritual platform by the grace of the spiritual master can also understand this confidential knowledge. You know what Narada means? Who gives Nara? Who gives Nara? Narada. He who makes you a human being. It reminds me of when some journalist asked Mahatma Gandhi what he thought about Western civilization. He said, I think it would be a good idea. The West would be civilized, it would be a good idea. It's kind of funny, you know? So Prahlad Maharaj, actually in the womb, heard when Narada Muni instructed his mother, Kayadu, the wife of Hiranyakasipu. When he was in the womb of his mother, he heard from Narada whatever he spoke. She forgot, but he didn't. You know, like that. That was interesting. So, that's interesting stuff. And he became a follower of Narada Muni. And Narada Muni delivered a lot of people. There was one sump, one snake that he delivered also. And one sump became Narada's disciple. And people, children were throwing rocks at the snake, and the snake was bewildered. What's going on? You know, what to do? What to do? And so Narada Muni said, raise your hood, but don't bite. He was thinking, whoa, when the snake became a bhakta, you know, all the children were throwing stones at the snake, you know. And the snake complained, what to do? And he said, raise your hood, but don't bite. You should threaten them, but don't bite, you know. You know, like this, you never know. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, stay away 100 cubits from animals of the horned species. So you never know about cows, if they're naram or garam. What are they going to do, you know, like this? So stay away from the horn. That's the big thing, is stay away from the horn, because you never know what the horn's going to give you. There's a joke that if you mess with the bull, you'll get the horn. So you try to stay away from animals of the horned species. Dogs are also, you never know if dogs will bite or not, you know. You have to ask. Some dogs, are their bark is worse than their bark is worse than their bite. You know, some dogs are like that. One comedian in America said the best dogs are the flat ones. On the highway, they're the best. Pretty funny. His joke was, his comedy routine was to lampoon children and small dogs. And he said that anybody didn't like small dogs and kids can't be all that bad. We like these kids when they're asleep. We like these kids in their summer camp. We like these kids, you know, with the grandparents, you know, in school, you know, married off. Somewhere else, you know. When I was harassed by small children, children have three things. There's the wandering stage, the breaking stage, and the curiosity stage, you know. They wander all over the place. Break it. I was in Abu Dhabi, and somebody's daughter broke her mother's casserole. It's like a thick glass lid, you know, in a pot. And I told her, your TV is next. That's why the householders, they have a little expandable things to stop the kid from going somewhere, you know, going outside of the room or something like that. Because your TV is next, you know. And curiosity stays, they take it apart. How was it made? But you put it back together. I can't figure out how to put it back together. It's called the curiosity stage. And basically, Bali Maharaj, when he was arrested by the ropes of Varuna, it was Pariksha. What are you made out of? Because he promised Vamandev three steps of land. Vamandev Trivikrama took everything in two. So he says, you're a cheater. You promised me three steps of land. So Bali said, the owner of the land is more important than the land. You can put your foot on my head. I'm not a cheater. Like that. So basically, it was Pariksha. Test. What are you made out of? What, like this. So Prahlad Maharaj was more important to build his character than his father Virochana, although Virochana got the benefit. So he quoted this 8th canto, chapter 22, verse number 9, quoting Prahlad Maharaj. It says, Kim admananena jahati yavantata. What is the use of this body which leaves its owner at the time of death? Kim riktaharai svajanakya dasyubi. What are the use of the relatives? They're simply plunderers that steal all the money could be used for Krishna. Kim jayaya samshrutihi tubhutaya. What are the use of my wife who gives birth? She's the cause of all my problems. Marjasya gay hai kimi hai ushavaya. Attachment to these things simply disturb the duration of life. Family, society, friendship, beloved disturbs the duration of life. Idamasanet chitya vitam ohom mahan. In 10th shloka it says, this was the opinion of my great devotee, my grandfather, Prahlad Maharaj. He understood that service to your lotus feet was better than anything, so he surrendered to your lotus feet. Like, it's quite sweet set of verses. Basically, if you look at Prahlad Maharaj's verses, and I think it's 5th canto, chapter 18, verse number 8 and 9, it's quite similar. Sanskrit slightly different, but the point is basically the same. Pretty much similar. Pretty cool. So, the Vidyavali. Basically, the bottom line is whatever is done, and whatever you get, and whatever you don't get, you don't get. That's all. Something is better than nothing. Kakato nahi hai to wanda mama seye. Something is better than nothing, you know. If you don't have a maternal uncle, a paternal uncle, a blind maternal uncle will do. Something is better than nothing, you know. Like that. So it was this shloka, that shloka by and Vidyavali Kim Jaya Samsrite Hetu Bhutaya. What is the use of my wife? She's the cause of all my problems. Vidyavali was very chaste to Bali. And she said, my dear Lord, she was in anxiety, and Brahma let her speak first. So she said, my dear Lord, my husband was so puffed up, he thought he was the master of the universe. By taking away all of his opulence, he is non-different from your servant. He can be released, which is French for, I want my husband, can I go home now? You know. So her chastity was not in question. It basically, Kim Jaya Samshriti Hetu Bhutaya means, licit or illicit, it's nothing but trouble. You know? That's all. It's interesting stuff. Tulsi wanted to, it's mentioned in Brahmavarta Purana that Tulsi was attracted to Ganpati and wanted to get married to Ganpati. And Ganpati was meditating on Narayana. So evidently she mistook him for him. I don't know. He was, evidently he was so good, meditating on Narayana so good. He looked like Narayana. So Tulsi was bewildered. And she wanted to marry him. And Ganpati said, marriage is nothing but a hell, it's a trip, you know. You'll get married against your will. So Ganpati didn't like that. Eventually she apologized. And Ganpati said, you'll be very dear to Narayana, but I'll have nothing to do with you. So then I was thinking, I had to look at that in Brahmavarta Purana a little bit more. I thought, you can't give him a bribe? You know, like any demigod, you can give a good bribe. Give charanamrit, give a garland, give a diya prasadam, give agarbati prasadam, and they go, wham, you're really nice. What can I do for you? It gets your work done fast. Like they say in Hindi, you know, apka, file, rollers, chaye, sab. Give me a bribe, you know. Apka file rulers chai south, you know. It means give me a bribe, you know. So with demigods, you give them a nice bribe. And then, bah, you get your work done nice. Wham, you're really nice. What can I do for you? So basically, and Prabhupada, is in the Kimrit Taharai Svajana Akadas, Prabhupada said, if a burglar comes, you call the police. If your spouse and child comes, this is love. The male child picks the mother's pocket and female child picks the father's pocket. And there's nothing like, you know, ladies and kids to spend money like hell. So, and they all want a kid, you know, and kids are damn expensive. And there's no guarantee. And there's no guarantee they'll be a devotee. That's not guaranteed. What's guaranteed is they'll be a burglar. That's guaranteed, you know. So basically with householders, it's strive for the best, tolerate the rest. And for kids, it's good luck, kid. You'll need it. You know, if you think your parents suffered, Kali Yuga doesn't get any lighter, you know. And basically, if the kid becomes a devotee, then burglaring is worth it. Like that. But there's no guarantee. Basically, the mercy of sadhus, any sadhu, is shiksha anusara vartma. When you follow the essence of their instructions, you get their mercy. Basically means abhyasanam, application. There's no free lunch. You do it, and you get it. You know? If somebody, anugatya means, if somebody follows their shiksha, their instructions, then you're their follower. Diksha or shiksha, it doesn't matter. If they're ready to do abhyasanam, then they're their anugatya. They're anuga. They're a follower. Like that. It's very important stuff. So this shloka is good. It's very difficult to understand the personality of Godhead. It's actually very nice in Brahma Stuti. Second canto, chapter 7, verse 41. Maya balasya purushasya kato varanya kayana konanta shashatana na ari devas sesho dhunapi samavasya nasya param. So Brahmaji tells Narada, Nahamaja namami munayokra rajaste maya balasya purushasya kato varanye. This is second canto, chapter 7, verse 41. It is not Sesha, expansion of the Lord, has got 10,000 faces, and he's glorifying Krishna with 10,000 faces. He hasn't come to the end of this knowledge, and he hasn't surpassed it either. Like that. Hasn't surpassed it either. And he said, you or your brothers don't understand the personality of Godhead. What to speak of the sages who have taken birth after them? Like that. So it's difficult. Then on shloka 46, a little bit further, he gets to the point. He says that te vai vadanta titaranti cha. They certainly know, and they certainly cross the ocean of material cha along with their family members, deva maya, the illusory energy of the Lord, yoga maya or mahamaya. Who? Stri Shudra Huna Shabara Bipapa Jiva. Women, Shudras. Stri Shudra Huna. Huna means mountaineers, Germans. Shabara, Siberians, or tribals. Abipapa Jiva, and sinful people like them. Yet Adhubhuta Krama Parayana. If you take shelter of somebody who does adbhuta krama, either the personality of Godhead or a bhakta who does adbhuta krama, parayana, take shelter, shila shiktas, and you learn what is behavior from them, tiryag jana, even the animals of such devotees, kimu, what to speak of, shutadharana, yay, those who memorize the nectar that they hear. It's embarrassing. Chanakya niti, Chanakya says that you should learn something every day. So it's a little embarrassing. We should learn something every day. Yeah. New every day. Learning basically means there's hearing and listening. Hearing goes to one ear and out the other. You know? And listening means you're paying attention. Like that. That's listening and hearing. Hearing means it goes through ayakar and gayakar, shabda. It goes through one ear and out the other. You know? Ayakarn, Gayakarn. It just goes to one ear and out the other. You know? Like somebody tells us, I told you. I told you what? What told us? I told what? You know? Did you bring this? What? I told you. You told me what? He was hearing, not listening. Went through one ear and out the other. Listening means you're paying attention. some heavy stuff. Like in Sanskrit, it says, to have conception with your mother is good. To kill Brahmins and eat the flesh of cows is good, but not to eat in a cause. Basically, shock the hell out of you and then give you some upadesha you'll never forget, you know? Another one was, that's good, was, didn't matter your varna. You could have been a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, or Panchama. You did all that ekadasi, liberated anyway, you know? That's an Ishloka also. Cool stuff. And because people are worried about X, Y, Z. You can give Tulsi Kanti to anybody. You can offer it to the deities and put it on the neck of your Sharabi Wala, Chicken Tikka Wala, Koibi Wala. Koibi. And you can put it... Now, you're worried about them. Nah, your relatives. Like that. Sharabi Wala, Chicken Tikka Wala. You're worried about them. So, in Hari Bhakti Vilas, chapter 12, verse 83 through 85 says, if you fast on behalf of somebody else, then you get 100 times the benefit than if you fasted for yourself. It means you do jagrat. Now, Fakir Mohani is like 92-year-old retired Sanskrit professor from Woodcock University. See, one of the five limbs of Kartik Vrata is jagrat. And no one does that again. What did the old generation do? They ate fruits for 3 hours. They ate fruits and slept for 3 hours. The whole month of Kartik. They ate fruits and they slept for 3 hours. And they just went on like that. So, it's not a bad idea to do. What to speak of Bhishma Panchayat? Vaishnava Swami told me that in Orissa, that somebody would give up their hearth and home and sleep under an amla tree 24 hours a day. Even in this courtyard, should probably put somebody. Amla is cool. It's Tulsi Datri Mahatmyam. It is stated by Srila Vyasadeva, Shloka 46, he tells his disciple Jaimini that whatever benedictions you get from Tulsi, you can get from Amla. And it's really cool. I can think of about 10 things off the top of my head that you can do with Amla stuff, you know, when you get fruits. It says in Hari Bhakti Vilas, if you touch your nose, your forehead, or your mouth with Amla fruit, Krishna is pleased. Amla's cool. It's number one in vitamin C. It brings down high blood pressure. Helps diabetes. It's very good stuff, you know. Amla is cool. And Amla Prasad, of course, it's good, you know. You offer it to the deities. It's nice, you know. It's pleasing. And it's number one in vitamin C. Little katta. Like that. Yeah. You can do so many things with it. Good soak it in sugar water, you know, like that. You can boil it in sugar water. You can make candy. You can dry it in the sun. You can do chawan parash, your own chawan parash, tree full of churna, and there's the gokshura. You can make gokshura. There's so many Ayurvedic medicines you can make with it, you know, like that. Taffy. You can mix it with guava, with red guava, and make taffy with it. You know, amla taffy. Cool. And amla necklaces are good. If you wear an amla necklace, it states Hari Bhakti Vilas, chapter 4, verse 318. And as Sanatan Pat says in his tikka, that amla necklaces are good wearing constantly. You wear it all the time, except for bathing and sleeping. Like that. It's good. And it's good for economic development, sense gratification, religiosity, and whatever Paramatma says in the heart is understood easier for wearing it. Cool stuff. It's good to have it, you know? Like that. And it's chugma. You wear it on the neck, below, on the chest, so you can take it off, you know? You can take it off while bathing, while sleeping, like that. And if it cracks, big deal, you glue it. Just like your Tulsi neck bead, you glue it like that. I asked Vishnu Sharma in Vrindavan. He has a Tulsi business downtown in Loy Bazaar. How do you know you got the real thing? Because everything is Ulasnagar Sindhi Association, duplicate Mao, you know. So how do you know you got the real thing? He said, if the winter was cold, likely they have really Tulsi. How do you know? And he said, you have a knot on one side, and 180 degrees you should have a small knot. But a Tulsi's Lumberwood's not like that. Ah, if you doubt it's really Tulsi, then touch a Tulsi stick as an offering of Tulsi or invoke her name. This is in Hari Bhakti Vilas, quoted from Vayapurana, chapter 7, verse 263. So, it's good. So then, they have a further doubt. Make it themselves. I like that a lot, you know. If you're a British proverb, is when in doubt, do without, is a British proverb, you know. But Tulsi Gandhi, who can throw her away or give that up, you know. So, you don't even have her. What I really liked is that, like in Dwadasi Tithi, other days when you don't collect Tulsi, you don't even have to have her in your hand to offer her to Krishna. Sometimes, you know, I like to offer 8 Tulsi Manjaris to my deities. But sometimes when you're in festival for a week and cold climates, you don't have it. You know, like that. You don't have it. So, you can reuse Tulsi in emergency. You can reuse Tulsi. Sometimes I use the same Manjaris for like a week. When you get some more, then you can change them. Throw them in a jar and I'm like that. You can change them. At that. It's interesting stuff. That shloka from Vayapurana, quoted in Hari Bhakti Vilasa, means even if you don't have her, you can meditate. Sometimes you're changing water cups, you just don't have a Tulsi leaf. Touch a Tulsi lakri as an offering of Tulsi or invoke her name. Hari Bhakti. Means office hours only. Like petty cash will be distributed in office hours. Her office hours, not ours. With Baba, with love. That's the main thing. Ratram Nas Prashet. Tulsi Upanishad says, don't touch at night. Like that. It's just my stuff. So, Durapam. It is difficult to get it materially. But Atma Bhaktau in Brahma Samhita says, Vedeshu Durlabam, Adurlabam Atma Bhaktau. It is difficult to understand in the Vedas, but it is not difficult for a devotee. Atma Bhakto, with love. Love is the main thing. Bhakti Bhai Bhav Puri Maharaj, he's a firecracker. So, I was doing BBT Seva, you know, traveling by train, 24 hours is common. So I said, what are you going to do if you're on a train more than 24 hours, how do you do your puja? He says, manasa, do it in the mind. Prabhupada didn't tell us much about manasik seva. Well, Krishna like the next. And he screamed at me, why not? Provided the love is there. Oh, really? Love is the main thing. Any arpana, love is the main thing. If you're greedy to give it to Krishna, Krishna is greedy to take it. Love, arpana, prema. You really want to give it, then Krishna really wants to take it. That's the idea. Krishna is never interested in what you give him. He wants what's behind your back. And when you give that, he becomes very friendly. He is friendly by nature, but he'll become more and more friendly if you give him what he wants. It's interesting. And he's Surida Sarvabhutana. He's the friend of every living entity. Just like sometimes people say, or that we talk with our deities. Anybody who worships a deity can talk with his deities. It's stated in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 5, verse 29, that Surida Sarvabhutanam, he's the friend of every living entity. So basically, if you accept Krishna as friend, he's cheaper and sweeter. Then Krishna will be your best friend. and he'll help you at any time, day and night. And Sarvata Panipadam Tat Sarvata Kshitramukham. He's everywhere and sees everything and knows everything. And you can't hide from him. No, he is everywhere and he knows everything. That's good. And also in Bhagavatam, third canto, chapter 25, verse 35, Prabhupada mentions in the purport that, see, the mool shloka says, Sakam Vacham Priyaniyam Vedanti. Such devotees speak to me very sweetly in sweet words that touch me. So Prabhupada mentions that you have to be advanced for the Supreme Lord to speak to you. Yeah, but basically, Krishna makes us. Basically, necessity is the mother of invention. You need a good friend who will help you out, and Krishna is ready to be that friend. You know? So it's basically necessity is the mother of invention. You need it, you get it. And that is really cool. My brother, he's a retired doctor. Oh, God. 13 years older than me. Oh, 11 years older than me. Like that. 67, like that. So he said, you know, he was dropping me off at the temple once. And he said, I analyzed our siblings. He said, 5 out of 7 were bipolar. What do we do? If you're 20 years old, you can do something about it. We're over the hill going down, you know. He dropped me off at the temple, and I was thinking, if it wasn't for Tulsi Rani and Bhakta Sangha, Bhakta Seva, where would I be? So basically, that's it. If you, Krishna's ready to be your friend, and Rani is ready to be your mother. Everybody in this world, they don't love us. It is a trade-off. I give something to them because they give something to me. But Krishna genuinely loves us and Rani genuinely loves us. And that's nice. And you feel so comforting. Somebody's got my back. Somebody's ready to love me. You know, not just simply tolerate my existence like everybody else in this world, but genuinely loves you and cares for you. It's very comforting to know that somebody has got my back, you know. And that is very important. You know? Somebody's got your back. And that's very good. So it's very difficult to get Duravalpaham. Very difficult to get without the mercy of devotees. And how do you get the mercy of devotees? The mercy of devotees is Shiksha Anusara Vartama. One who follows the essence of their instructions gets their mercy. All of our sadhus in disability session are basically on shabda. You follow their instructions, you're their follower. You know, like, you're initiated by somebody, but you don't follow their instructions. Another person follows their instructions, but they're not directly initiated. Who's better? It's like that. Basically, who's the better follower? That's the idea. That's the understanding. So this is pretty good. Now, hey. Hey, we wanted to mention one thing before we finish. Yesterday, it was actually 16th night, was Shankarchuda Vad Leela. On Gaurapurnima night, Shankarchuda was killed. That's described in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu about it. That when... basically, it's 10th canto, chapter 34, verse 24. Katancharata Govinda Ramas Charabhuta Vikramam. That Rama and Balaram and Krishna, they played their flutes and attracted their respective gopis who came to see them. And these gopi girls all connected their arms and made a mandali around Krishna and Balaram. And Krishna and Balaram were playing their flute in the middle. Then Shankarchuda came and said, look at all these young girls in the forest. Why they're not with me? So he wanted to drive them away toward the north. And Radhika was trembling in fear. Hey, Vrijendra Nanda! Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu says that. Kampa Sampa Dhamma Dhatya Radhika. Then Radhika, Krishna was fighting with Shankarachuda in order to get the Shankarachuda money, which all the gopis wanted. And Radhika goes, oh, what's happening to Krishna? And Balaram said, you better think of Shankarachuda. I wouldn't think of Krishna. I wouldn't be worried about Krishna. You better be worried about Shankarachuda. And Shankarachuda was killed by Krishna. Then all the gopis wanted the Shankarachuda money, you know? And so Krishna gave it to Dalji, and all the girls gave up. All right, gave it to his older brother, okay. And they gave up their desire. Now Dalji, understanding Krishna's desire, gave it to Radha. And Radha hit it in her breast real quick, okay? Because that's where ladies stash stuff, you know, like that. So then Radhika, she went to Kalindi to admire her reflection in the waters of Kalindi. And the conch shell dropped out to her breast in the waters of Kalindi. Kalindi grabbed it and gave it to her father, Suryadev. And Suryadev gave it to Shatruchu. It went all the way, it's mentioned in Vindagda Madhava Natakam, went all the way from, Vindagda Madhava Natakam, like the dwarf, right? Vindagda Madhava Natakam. Alita Madhava Natakam is about Vindava Hira. One of them is Vrindavan. Leave Madhava Swarupanka. Right. Leave Madhava Natakam. And it went from, the Shankarachuda money went from Vrindavan and it became the Shamataka jewel in Dwarka. Interesting stuff. And it happened on Gaur Purnima night. Shankarachuda Vadlila. Interesting stuff. Krishna asked Balaram, who is this guy? Balaram said, it's the Guyaka, the father of Kuvera. Really? So then they got sal locks, bubble, you know, mushboot, luckily, really thick. You can put as many nails as you want, that's not going to split, you know, really. They use it for karao, they use it for tulpas, you know, heavy stuff. Bubble is like really heavy wood. So Shankarachuda ran away from Krishna because they saw that Krishna and Balaram, you know, shook those trees and broke those branches, saw logs, and he did it with a saw tree. Really, it's a big tree. So he ran away. So Krishna put all the gopis under Balaram's care to pacify them and ran after Shankarachuda. History. It's all history. It's interesting stuff. Shankarachuda Vad Leela happened on Holy Purnima, Rat. Interesting stuff. And Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu has a cool verse about that. Gaura Kandita Shankarachuda Marivram Rudeshiva Tamasi. In one hand, you have the dead body of Shankarachuda, surrounded by jackals, steeped in the mode of ignorance. Brahmana Stuti Bacha, Samaveda Stuti Bacha, Pralayama Sanjati. At 6 o'clock in the morning, you have the Brahmanas glorifying Krishna from the Samavedas. Their verses are just like a cooling breeze. Agree, Rama Sudara Chir Vijayate Krishna Pramodu Jita. And Balarama was glorifying Krishna's victory. But instead of all these three distractions, could not disturb the lotus flower, of the blossoming lotus flower of Krishna's love for Radharani in the slightest. It means, despite those three things, Krishna was still thinking about Radharani. This is the shloka by Rupa Goswami gives you Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Anyway, it's interesting stuff. Shankarachuda Vad happened on Gaur Purnima. Rat. Keep that in mind. Predict here. Keep that in mind. It's interesting stuff. A lot of people don't know that, but we do. And it's part of Bhagavatam, it's part of Bhagavatam's Leela, but they don't know it happened on Gaur Purnima night. It happened on Holy Purnima night. Interesting stuff.